Hello and welcome to our service. My name's Chris, I'm the Rector of St Mary's and the Ely team. As we continue to worship together during this second lockdown period, whoever you are, wherever you're from, you are welcome here.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. My name's Bridget and I'm one of the St Mary's worship leaders. And I'm here to tell you about our Christmas project. Katie and Andy, myself and Victoria and Constance are putting together some music and words for a virtual Christmas carol service. We hope it'll be ready by the second week in December, and it'll be a wonderful celebration and a group project that will go out and help us to celebrate the birth of Jesus. If you would like to be involved, you can become part of the virtual choir, or you can help out with one of the readings. If you'd like to do that, then email Kirsty on the email below and she'll send you all the information. So if you want to sing in the choir, then there are two carols that we're doing, Hark the Herald and Once in Royal David's City. And all you have to do is video yourself singing along, you, your family, your bubble, whatever, singing along at the same time, and then send me the video so that I can put it together with all the other videos from everyone else. And hopefully we'll have a real congregational feel about those carols. So if you'd like to do that, do email Kirsty. Equally, if you want to do a reading, then there's lots of scope and chances for people to get involved. And just let us know if that's something you'd like to do, and then we'll match you up with the right reading. And of course, all this has to be done in isolation and away from everyone else, unless you're a family doing it together. And we just really look forward to worshipping with you on screen, if not in person. So don't forget to get in touch and see you soon. I know it isn't Christmas yet, but I've certainly got to get practicing.
I've one big announcement today, and that is to say that our beloved Stephen Dove has accepted an offer of a curacy in Trumpington in Cambridge under the Reverend Mandy Maxwell. And that will begin on his ordination day, which will be the 4th of July 2021. So please do pray for Stephen as his time here begins to come to an end and his next adventure begins to open up. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for Stephen, for his faith, his love for you, and for the gifts that you have given him. We pray that you would continue to fill him with your Spirit as he prepares to be ordained as a curate in your church. Amen. Amen. It remains an especially tough time, doesn't it, in our nation's journey through this pandemic, and even more so for the developing world. None of us can predict how this will end, although there are some positive signs. But all the more reason to come together this morning and every morning to draw from the well of hope that's made available to us through God's Holy Spirit. We are beginning another round of phone calls to those in the St Mary's community who might be isolated. If you know of anyone likely to be in this position, please let us know. Like the Good Shepherd, we don't want to miss anyone. Last week was Remembrance, and Piers reminded us of the richness of eternal life which we enter the moment we accept Jesus. And this week, Ruth will be taking us further into that, opening up what Jesus meant when he said, "I am the way, the truth and the life," as we continue our I Am series. Let's begin our service with prayer. Please do say out loud the words in bold. We remind ourselves that the Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Faithful One, whose word is life, come with saving power to free our praise, inspire our prayer, and shape our lives. For the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A chance now to shake off the cobwebs. You can even join in the actions at home if you'd like, as our band leads us in Great Big God.
God.
Now I'll hand over to Victoria to bring us our Bible reading, and then we'll go straight over to Ruth for our talk.
The reading is taken from John, chapter 14, verses 1 to 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Lord except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
Hello. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Ruth New, and I am the Children and Families Missioner at St Mary's Church in Ely, and I'm also a licensed Children and Families Lay Minister. Today we are looking at the next I Am statement in John's Gospel. In today's reading, at verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth and the life. But what does that mean? And particularly, what does that mean for us in our lives here in Ely and in the surrounding villages? Before we get going and start thinking about this in detail, shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we ask you to speak to us through your word today. May we be ready to listen, ready to receive from you, and ready to respond. May we learn from the example given to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and may we be ready and willing to follow him with open hearts. Amen. Have you ever been lost despite having a map? I know I have. You may know that I have two boys, William and Alexander, and a few years ago we went away for a family weekend to celebrate my husband Richard's birthday close to Sherwood Forest. We love the outdoors, and where we were, we could cycle straight into the forest. It was day one and we set out for a long cycle ride around the forest to explore properly. There was a family cycle route. It all looked great. Halfway round, the path split and my husband and Alexander decided they would go on a more adventurous, longer route. I would stay with William, who was only 5 at the time, on the shorter, flatter, less adventurous route. It would be fine. I had a map. Richard and Alexander set off and we waved goodbye, not realising my phone was in Richard's bike bag, which may have been a rookie error. Off William and I set, some lovely Mummy and William time. And some more time. And more time. Until we seemed to have gone rather a long way for a family bike ride. But all would be okay because I had the map. Soon the family bike trail became very narrow, had many twists and turns and tree roots and drops and sand and wasn't at all suitable for a mummy and 5-year-old bike ride. It was not too much further before said 5-year-old had dismounted bike or fallen off for about the 7th time and declared that it was in fact the worst day of his life and he wasn't going any further. For the next hour, I coaxed William along whilst carrying both of our bikes, trying to work out why the route we were on didn't match the one on the map. No matter which way I turned the map, I could not work out which trail we were on or how we got to our destination where we were supposed to meet Richard and Alexander. Finally, I could see a wide trail in the valley beneath us, thankfully. So we clambered down. I deposited child, climbed back up, carried the bikes down, over the barbed wire fence and onto the track at the bottom. After much more coaxing and cycling, we did eventually make it back to the forest centre, by which point Richard and Alexander had been waiting over an hour and a half for us and had contacted the ranger to see if anyone could find us. The ranger kindly informed Richard that they were having problems with people turning the bike route signs around, and that was probably why we were having problems. It was a day that William does not let me forget easily, and I am sure I will be reminded of it many times in the future. But why have I told you this story? In our reading today, Jesus tells us he is like the map, but not the rubbish map that I had cycling, getting lost in Sherwood Forest, but a map that will get us to our destination. A way which will show us the right way to go and also help us avoid the signs that have been turned the wrong way. Jesus is the truth, the right way. Through him, we will find the ultimate destination. At the beginning of our reading today, Jesus is providing comfort to his disciples. In the preceding passage, he has washed the disciples' feet and he has predicted his betrayal. He has suggested to the disciples that he is leaving them. In the same moment, he offers comfort, saying to the disciples, "Trust me, I am going ahead to get things ready. You already know the road I am taking. You know the place where I am going." Thomas then does the thing that we hope someone will do when we don't understand, but don't really want to ask. He says, "We have no idea. We don't know where you are going. How can we possibly get there if we don't know where you are going?" Thomas is perhaps thinking he is going to be left with my map of Sherwood Forest, not knowing which way to turn or which road to take. Lost. Further, as Thomas points out, we may not even be sure of what or where the destination is. Thomas's question is perhaps as much for us today as it was for himself and for the other disciples. Jesus tells the disciples to think, to look back at the time they have spent with him. He explains that he is the way to the Father. In him, the truth can be found, and through this, there is access to life with our Heavenly Father. It is through knowing Jesus, through our relationship with him, that we come to know the Father too. It is through him that we come to be and meet with our Heavenly Father. Philip is still not convinced and asks again, "Show us the Father and that will be enough." He too has my map of Sherwood Forest. He can't see where he is or which is the route ahead. "Show us where the destination is on the map." Perhaps today this may equate to, "Tell us the right postcode to put into the sat-nav." But Jesus explains he is the way. Jesus is the true way, not the way with the signs twisted round in the wrong direction or with cycle paths that simply disappear. We can trust Jesus's way. We don't have to fully understand what or where the destination is. If we follow his truth and example, he will lead us home to be with him. Jesus had just humbly knelt before his disciples and washed their feet. The disciples had followed him and been with him throughout his ministry. They had heard his teaching, seen how he had served others and healed the sick, how he loved the unlovable, how he had welcomed the children with open arms, how he responded to injustice and looked out for those excluded from society. Ultimately, as the disciples would find out in the coming days, Jesus would also pay the ultimate sacrifice for them, for us. All so we too could know our Heavenly Father. He is the map, the route, the way. So what does this mean for us today? It is through Jesus, through his truth and following the example of his life, we find our way to be with God. When we turn to Jesus as the way, when we persevere to stay on track, when we know we have the right map and are truthfully following the path which Jesus guides us on, then we know that our journey is taking us in the right direction. When we check in at each junction to ask which way now, when we follow in Jesus' footsteps, doing what he did, following his example along the way, then we know that the truth will shine a light at our feet and guide us. We have a choice to make. Do we blindly follow the signs that may have been turned around, like those on my bike ride, following what the world offers us in the here and now? Do we use the map that this world throws at us with all the amazing destinations offered by worldly desires and goods, or is there an alternative? What if we choose instead to get a new map, to rest in the knowledge that the map is true, that through following the map, come what may, however difficult the journey, we will reach the ultimate destination, seeing glimpses of the new life as we go. In choosing to follow Jesus as the way, in turning to the life offered in Christ, the journey will look different for each of us. We each will have different paths, different crossroads, different uphill and downhill stretches. But we all have the opportunity to look around us, to gently reach out and show others the true path, to bring this life to others within our community. We each have different gifts to offer. As we grow in Christ and as we follow his way, we can ask him to show us how we can better serve those around us, how we should respond, how to share Jesus' love with others, to help others see what a life in Jesus looks like, whether that be at work, in our schools, at home, in our communities or in our churches. We are all called to serve in different ways. But underpinning this, we are called to follow Jesus' example. As Jesus reminds us in the passage at verse 12, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. In chapter 5, verses 1 to 2 of Paul's letter to the Ephesians, Paul tells the people in Ephesus to be imitators of God, therefore as dearly loved children and live a life of love, just as Christ loved and gave himself for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. It is this life of love and truth that is offered by the way, by Jesus, and the sacrifice he made for us if we choose to follow him. The way that Jesus offers is not a cycle ride with a dodgy map. It is the truth and the life. Are we prepared to wash the feet of those we meet, either literally or metaphorically? Are we prepared to follow the truth and life that is Jesus, drawing closer to him so that we better understand our purpose, our gifts, to share the good news and to love as Jesus loved?
Thank you, Ruth. In a moment, we'll thank God that Jesus is the way, the truth and the life, and invite him to call us into that life. But first, let's consider how we play our part in bringing that life to our community, sharing God's love with every home. It might be supporting the local leaders of our village churches and offering to join the teams there. Or it might be following the call to join one of the many St. Mary's teams, maybe offering welcome and hospitality, maybe joining in the pastoral care, or maybe helping or leading in one of our groups. In particular, this morning, we'd like you to consider if you're being called to join in a couple of very important mission teams at St. Mary's. We're looking to strengthen our Under Ones team for Monday mornings when we return, where we offer a safe, supportive and encouraging space for parents and their little ones. It's such an important work, such an opportunity to share God's love. And similarly, we are putting together a team to relaunch JAM as a midweek after school session for our older primary school children, where they can have space to get to know Jesus for themselves. And again, it's a crucial part of our work here at St. Mary's, a chance for us to get alongside our youngsters and set them up to make good decisions for their whole life ahead. Shall we pray? Please join in praying from your heart if you'd like to. Heavenly Father, we thank you that Jesus is the way, the truth and the life, that with him our lives can be enriched. We want to re-invite you into our lives so that we live that vibrant life of faith with you every day. And we want to join in with your mission to share that love with those around us, where we live and work, as we bring our talents to be put to use in your church. Please take us and use us for your glory. Amen. And here's Ruth again, just to say a little more about those teams.
So we have an exciting opportunity at the moment to relaunch our teams that deliver our programmes to children and families at St Mary's. The pandemic has forced us to stop face-to-face delivery, but it has also given us an incredible opportunity to pray, discern, and relaunch our children and families' mission. Each team will have its own leadership team supported by one of the ministry team, and the team will be able to discern and develop the vision and ministry of each group in line with St Mary's overall vision, to share God's love with every home in Ely. For that reason, we would love to give everyone an opportunity to think about whether they would like to serve on a particular team. This may be on a team that you have been involved in for many years. It may be that you feel called to serve on a different team or in a different way, or it may be that you may like to get involved for the first time. We would encourage you to pray and to think about this. Given the nature of the current pandemic and also the need to create sustainable teams, we are taking a step-by-step approach to relaunching our groups, some of which initially may have to be online. As Chris has just mentioned, our first priority is to relaunch Under Ones to support those who have recently had children during lockdown within our community, and also to relaunch JAM for our older primary school children in the week after school, particularly for years 3 to 6. There are plans to look next at Diddy Disciples for our younger JAM and creche aged children, and also Refresh in the new year. These groups have certainly not been forgotten. There are also lots of other exciting opportunities that will be coming up as we build our teams and relaunch other groups. So how do you find out more or get involved? We would love to hear from everyone who may be interested. Please do feel free to swamp my inbox. To help with this, Chris and I are holding an information session on Zoom for you to come along to. We are running this twice, once in the evening and once in the morning, so hopefully you'll be able to make one of them. You will need to email me to book so that I can send you the Zoom link for the session. We would love to tell you more about the opportunities to get involved and the range of things that this may cover, everything from offering coffee and tea to chatting to new parents, holding babies so that mums can have a hot cup of coffee, praying with children, with adults, leading sessions for children, helping with sessions for children, helping with admin. The list is very wide. If you think you may like to get involved with or continue being involved with another group such as Diddy Disciples, Work with Schools, Holiday Clubs, Creche Provision and many of the other things that we offer, then please also let us know and come along to these sessions. If you can't make the Zoom sessions but have questions or would like to chat more, then please do get in contact with me. My email is on the screen and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks, Ruth. And now, remembering that Jesus is the way, the truth and the life, let's sing How Great Thou Art. Please join in at home or let God's Spirit minister to you through the words.
Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hand hath made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on that cross My burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, with joy shall fill my heart, then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great you are. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
We come now to a time of confession, where we acknowledge those times when we've deliberately wandered away from God's protection and influence. Let's take a moment of silence to bring to mind those things we would have God forgive in our lives. And now please use the response, "Forgive us and help us. Forgive us and help us." For the times that we behaved irresponsibly towards your gifts of creation, Lord, in your mercy, forgive us and help us. For the times that we've ignored the spiritual and material needs of those who are not so fortunate as ourselves, Lord, in your mercy, forgive us and help us. For the times that we failed to proclaim your gospel through indifference, selfishness, or bad example, Lord, in your mercy, forgive us and help us. God, our Father, our Shepherd, have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life. Create in us hearts of faithfulness and lives of service to you. Amen. And now an opportunity to declare our faith in God. Can I invite you to say together with me? We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And now I'll hand over to Sophie Hurd, who is going to lead our prayers today.
Let us pray. Dear God, we give you this time for us to stop, to pause, and to lift our prayers to you. We acknowledge your power and your sovereignty, and we have faith that we will see you working in this world for good. Thank you for the gifts that you have given us, your church, for those we already have and for those that you are still working in us to develop. Help us to recognise these gifts and to see that collectively you have put us in the right place to bless each other and grow your kingdom. At a time of the pandemic, of the American election, it is easy for us to feel divided by differing opinions. Help us to be an example of the qualities that bring the world together and make it a brighter place. Humility, kindness, patience, and love. We recognise that Jesus' sacrifice was for all of us. Transform us and help us with our responses and let us know when we get it wrong. We pray for our Queen, for the Archbishops, for those in government here and across the world. Bless them with wisdom and courage, and we pray that they would be instruments of your will. Thank you for the wonderful work of the team here at St Mary's. Sustain and encourage them and fill them with joy. Lord, we pray for those who are sick, for those who are distressed, for those who are struggling to see you present in their lives. Draw close to them and heal and uplift them. In a moment of quiet, we think of those on our minds that we wish to pray for. Heavenly Father, we pray for your will to be done through your church and across the world. Amen.
Thank you, Sophie. Let's gather all of our prayers together today in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Please do join in at home. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And finally, our giving prayer. Offering the money we give to all the team churches for their work in the community and amongst our mission partners. Generous God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, at your table we present our gifts to aid the work you have given us to do. Use them, use us, in the service of your world, to the glory of your name. Amen. If you haven't yet discovered the joy of giving to your church and would like to do so, please get in touch with the office, telling us which team church you're from, and we'll send you the giving pack. Just a couple of things before we finish. Please do consider signing up for the Zoom calls that Ruth mentioned on the 17th in the evening or the 18th in the morning to investigate if you might be being called to join a mission team, to relaunch our Under One support group, or to launch our midweek jam group, ready for when we return to church. If you feel even a slight tingle there, please sign up for the Zoom calls, email or leave a voicemail at the office. If you've joined us for the first time today, we'd love to hear from you. Do drop us an email at the church office and say hello. We have our final song now. It's the beautiful How Can I Keep From Singing, led by Victoria. Let's use this song to remember how far Jesus went to bring us life, restore us to the flock. May he be the source of strength and inspiration for each of us for the week ahead. Sing along or simply allow the words to minister to you. Thank you. Our final blessing. Father, please be with us as we carry the light of hope into the city and the villages. Jesus, please make us ready to share our faith with our neighbours. Holy Spirit, please make us strong as we share God's love with the waiting world. So go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Goodbye, everyone.